and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is the most important thing to you? Linda Fulton loves what missionary Jim Elliot said when he paraphrased Matthew 10:39, saying, "A man is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Linda moved from Palo Alto, California to Hawaii 9 years before she received Christ. This is a story of her spiritual journey and living her life for Christ, who gives us those eternal gifts that no one can ever take away. Dear friend, do you have those gifts? Do you know what it feels like? Do you know what it's like to live in the security of knowing that there are certain things that no one can ever take away, ever? We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to speak about eternal things, to introduce you to our eternal Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to earth as a man. He loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, the God-man, has sacrificed his life for you, for me, for Linda and Suzanne. Dear friend, the living Christ calls you to himself today. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you give him all your burdens? Would you give him all your sins, all your regrets, and let him wash you clean by the shed blood that he poured out on the cross of Calvary? That's our hope. That's our prayer, that you would walk in newness of life, even as Linda will share her journey with us. Linda Fulton earned her bachelor's degree in journalism. She's worked in broadcast media, in sales and marketing. She's married to Jim and attends South Shore Christian Fellowship. Linda, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you, Danny. It's such a privilege to be here. I truly appreciate it. It doesn't get any better when you can talk about and share your heart with people about what the Lord has done. And truly, if it weren't for, I was just so impacted by your prayer, realizing that it was prayer that really brought me to the Lord. My older brother and his Ohana Bible study group prayed for me for years. And for that, I'll be eternally grateful, really. Wow. Prayer is firing the winning shot, as I heard someone say many years ago, and it's very true, very true.
Where did you grow up? I mentioned Palo Alto, but give us a little bit more.
Well, you know, I was a daughter of a naval officer, and as such, we lived literally around the world. I was born in Coronado, California, mm-hmm. way before the bridge was built. When they only had a ferry, the way to get to San Diego was by ferry or the long way around the Strand. And from California, my dad got orders to the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. It was the first time I'd seen snow. It was also the first time I heard people pronouncing R's at the end of A's. So my name was Linder, and people used to visit China, so that was quite an experience. And from there, we moved to England. My brothers, I have two brothers, I'm the middle child, the only girl. We all went to English schools, and I was constantly reminded that I did not speak English. I did not speak the Queen's English. I spoke American. And from England, we came back to the United States, lived up and down the East Coast, and then ultimately, when I graduated from San Jose State, I lived in Palo Alto before moving to Hawaii.
Linda, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
My parents, my mother and father. There was a lot of love, but also a lot of discipline. And we always knew that we knew the difference between right and wrong. If we chose to do the wrong thing, we knew there were consequences. And I suffered the consequences of choosing to do wrong often. But I would have to say my parents were the biggest influence in my life as a child growing up.
You mentioned many people praying.
Yes.
God answered, obviously. Mm-hmm. How did you become a Christian?
Well, we were, my family, we were churchgoers. My dad was an Episcopalian. My mother converted to Catholicism and ultimately started going to the Episcopal Church. And my parents were Sunday school teachers. But none of us knew the Lord. None of us had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it wasn't until my older brother, Bruce, who was invited to a small evangelical Bible-believing, Bible-reading, Bible-living, teaching church, received the Lord. And at the time, I thought it was rather peculiar because he said he was going to get baptized. And I thought, now, why are you getting baptized? You were baptized as a little baby. And as things would have it, he kept inviting me to this little church. And in my heart, which had become very hard, living in the world, I had become very hard. But in order to placate him, I finally acquiesced and agreed to go to church. And so my first experience in a non-denominational church was at a Seventh-day Adventist church that the East Oahu Christian Church rented the facilities because the Seventh-day Adventist fellowship on Saturdays. So I went to this little church on, I think it was 17th Avenue in Kaimuki, and I was rather resistant, but again, I thought, I'll just placate my brother and I'll just go so he'll stop inviting me. And I sat in the back of the church. But Danny, you know, I found that there was something, while I was surprised by the way people were acting in church, and by that I mean they were smiling, they were happy, they were raising their hands. And that was a new experience for me. And at one point, I even thought, these people are so corny. I mean, that's how hard my heart had become. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at my watch thinking, when is this service going to be over? But over a period of time, while I wasn't conscious of it, the Holy Spirit was really calling me to himself. Because while I went the first time to appease my brother, do you know, Danny and Suzanne, I started going on my own, but I really wasn't going on my own because the Lord was calling me. He was right there. So I found myself over a course of 6 months moving from the back of the church, moving to the front of the church so I could hear what the pastor was saying. I stopped looking at my watch because I couldn't get enough of what this wonderful man of God was sharing. I mean, my heart was really being touched. So from a heart of stone, it became a heart of flesh by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I was asked to, so it was really about a period of 6 months. And in my heart of hearts, I was my brother confronted me on a number of occasions about my immoral lifestyle, which I found very offensive, but it was the truth. And my family is very opinionated. We spare no words. And in retrospect, I'm very glad that he was confrontive, because I'm saved by the power of and the blood of Jesus Christ. And had it not been for my brother, who was the vessel that was used to be the messenger of the good news, I wouldn't be sitting here today. And I was asked to share my testimony after I received the Lord and was gloriously baptized in the Pacific Ocean with family and friends witnessing. I was asked to share my testimony, and people came up afterwards and told me that they had been praying for me for years. And so I was so grateful for those saints, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that prayed for me all those years. So if I can encourage people, we know the power of prayer, and never, never, never stop praying. God didn't give up on me. And if he can save me, he can save anybody.
And it could seem at times when you're praying for someone that nothing is happening.
Yes.
Could seem at times that when you share a word, it could be an encouragement, it could be an admonition, it could mm-hmm. be a point of correction, maybe even a rebuke, the response could be abrasive, and it could set you on your heels. Dear friend, as you listen to Linda share her story today, where are you? Are you where she was? Are you a bit hardened now, but you're still wondering, why am I listening to this radio program? Something in your heart just draws you in. Is it that? Is it the Spirit of God that's moving in your life? Or maybe you're on the other side and you're reaching out to a brother. You're reaching out to a sister. You're reaching out to a loved one. And sometimes you say to yourself, am I going too far? When we come back from our break, Linda will share about what God did in the process of preparing her to be used by him in the life that she has led ever since. I'm wondering, did it have anything to do with the passions that she had in her heart back then? Or did God put new passion in her heart? Was it a blend? How did he customize the opportunities that she had? You see, what God can do in her life, God can also do in your life. And it's a message of hope to you, wherever you're at right now, dear friend. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Active Lifestyle lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Look, Danny, I'm interested in the Lord. I'm interested in God. I want to find out more. But you know what? There's a reservation deep down inside me. I don't want to surrender my life because I don't know what God is gonna want me to do. I don't know. And it's a bit scary. Well, dear friend, look, you're not alone in that point of apprehension. You're not alone at all. There are others who feel that way. There are others who have already opened their heart to Christ, and they still have a little bit of this reservation. Our guest today is Linda Fulton. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Well, we'll ask her what her experience has been like. Has she felt as though something was taken away? Is she missing something, or is she more fulfilled than she was before? Linda, what are you most passionate about?
Oh my goodness. You know, I truly want to be used by the Lord, and I want to properly represent him. And you know, that's a high calling. And yet we know when we abide in him that everything is possible through him. He's the one that does it. He's the one that does the work. And having spent a good portion of my adult life in sales and marketing, I can't tell you how many seminars and workshops and programs I've been through where we were really the ones that did it all. You know the old saying, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. But living a life in alignment with Christ, he's the one that does the work. We just have to be available. It has nothing to do, I'm sure, and I've heard it so many times, it's not ability, it's availability. So I think it's really being willing to submit myself to the creator of the universe. And why wouldn't I want to do that? Maybe sometimes it's out of pride, it's out of apathy, not paying attention. But if I'm really in tune and staying daily in God's word, why wouldn't I want to do that? I entrust myself on a daily basis, whether it's trusting that the motorist next to me is going to be paying attention, is in staying in the lane that he or she's supposed to be in. I make reservations to go on a trip. I entrust my life to the pilot that's piloting the airplane. I mean, a host of human beings that I trust myself with, trust my life with. Why wouldn't I entrust my life to the Almighty God?
And Linda, as you live out this life, what would you say has been the most rewarding?
The most rewarding is seeing what happens when I allow God to take over, truly. Sometimes in the most simple things, it is utterly astounding what God can do, what God wants to do, and that God would even want to use me to accomplish his purposes. That just is astounding to me. Being witness to seeing my husband come to the Lord was truly just such a blessing. Jim and I were married. We were both we were churched but not believers. And I received the Lord about a year into our marriage, which was very scary for Jim. In fact, that's how I met Suzanne, because I was listening to a radio program. A guest speaker was on Focus on the Family with Dr. Dobson, Joe Barry, who authored a book called Beloved Unbeliever. And I was sharing that with a friend who also worked together at a TV station. I invited Patty to church for a Christmas Eve service. As things would have it, it was packed to capacity. She was almost ready to leave the Christmas Eve service, and one of the assistant pastors grabbed a bench and found a seat for her. She was 2 feet away from a clean getaway, which she didn't realize that God was already working in her life. She subsequently came to a saving knowledge and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And we started talking and praying for our husbands who were not saved at the time. And with this book that I purchased after I heard Joe Barry on the radio show, Patty was really moved to start a ministry where we were fellowshipping. And when we were fellowshipping at Calvary Chapel, we called it the Beloved Ministry. And our very first guest was our beautiful Suzanne Maurer.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. She knows one hula dance, Amazing Grace. She came and danced Amazing Grace for us. And I think it was probably 20 years later, after many years of praying and wondering when things were going to happen with my husband, that Jim received the Lord. So to anyone who is listening out there, again, I cannot emphasize it enough. Pray, pray, pray. God is in the business of saving people.
And never John 3, give up.
And never give up, never give up. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. So pray by the power of the Holy Spirit and stand and watch and be amazed what our Heavenly Father can do. So,
Linda, what would you pray? How would you pray? What would you say in your prayers?
Oh, gosh. That the Lord would reveal himself to my husband, that I would be a loving wife, that I would be respectful. I was really concerned. I didn't leave tracts and nothing that, you know, I didn't leave Bibles lying around. I was really very concerned about the condition of my heart. I wanted to and really needed the Lord to change me from the inside out and be the wife that God called me to be. And in so doing, my prayer was that Jim would see Jesus in me, that he wouldn't see me, because often I would not be the way Jesus wanted me to be. So I really needed the Lord to help me be the helpmate that I was created to be for my husband, Jim. And without the Lord doing the work in me, it was impossible. So again, all things are possible through Jesus Christ. So my prayer was always that Jim would see Jesus in me.
And how did he get to know Christ?
Well, there were occasions when he would, I would invite him to church. And of course, I would always think, now this is the message. This is the one that's really going to tug at his heart. And I invited him to an outreach that Greg Laurie had at Aloha Stadium. He went to that. He went down when the call was made. There was another occasion when Greg had an outreach at the Shell. So I would have to say it was probably a process. It was a series of events and wrestlings and stirrings in Jim's heart that ultimately led him to receive the Lord. He told me on a number of occasions that when he would walk out and look at the beautiful world, look at creation, he said, how could you not think that there has to be someone greater than I am that created the universe? It's just not possible. And also the resurrection, the fact that Christ rose from the dead, he said that was just demonstrably evidential to him that Jesus Christ was real, that his death and burial and resurrection, those two things really pushed him off the edge of the cliff.
Linda, you know, there has to be one, and that's how it takes place. It's a supernatural working of the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. who moves in the hearts and lives of people. We've all experienced, we've experienced that. Others are in the process of experiencing it. Others know exactly what we're talking about. But prayer, you talk so much about prayer. When we come back from our break, I'd like to spend some time, because I feel for a dear friend of ours who's listening right now, who has been praying. They get discouraged sometimes, and I wonder if there were times when you felt like that, but you kept praying and God answered. I'd like to ask you to pray for our friend right now, praying for a spouse, a husband, a wife, a child, a friend. When we come back from our break, Linda Fulton, we'll pray with you. We'll pray together. We'll, you know, imagine linking arms, and we really spiritually are linking arms, praying. And I believe God will move. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, to be honest, I really don't know how it works. I can't explain all the details of it, the special intricacies of how God moves in answer to prayer. But what I do know is that the Lord has made it very clear that He wants us to pray. He has taught us to pray. And in some amazing, miraculous, mysterious, powerful way, when we pray, God moves. And today, this is a special moment as we're with Linda Fulton, Danny Yamashiro here, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. We're going to pray because we believe God not only hears, He hears and He answers prayer. When we pray, our faith rises, our faith is strengthened. Sometimes we don't feel like it. We don't feel like praying. We might not even believe, but by praying, we begin to believe. Our hearts begin to enliven and strengthen and rise up, believing that God indeed is able to do the miraculous. Mm-hmm. He's able to, what may seem impossible to man is possible with God. We're going to pray today. I'm so grateful you're with us. This is the divine moment. And I'm going to ask you to join with Linda as she leads us and think about and bring in your heart your spouse, your loved one, your friend, someone you've been praying for, even discouraged right now. You are feeling a bit down because you don't see anything happening. Let's trust God afresh today, even as Linda Fulton leads us in prayer. Linda, please pray for us.
Oh.
Pray for our dear loved one.
Oh, Father in heaven, gracious, loving, and faithful, Lord, we come before you as your children, trusting in you, hoping in you, waiting upon you, Lord. Today, as we submit ourselves to you, Lord, I pray that we would be still enough to hear your still small voice. And on behalf of our loved ones, Father, you know exactly who they are. You know every hair on their head. You know their thoughts. You know their coming and their going. Father, we pray for those that do not yet know you. Our prayers, Father, are going up on their behalf. Lord, we know that you love them more than they could ever imagine. And Father, you say in your word that some trust in chariots, but we're going to trust in you, the faithful God. Wherever you are, the unsaved family members, Father, I pray that you would speak to them in such a way that they would stop wherever they are. And maybe they're not even conscious or aware of who you are, but there's an unsettledness. There's something that's causing them to stop in whatever activity they're doing right now, Lord, and that they would take the time to just reflect and maybe stop enough to know that there is someone who loves them. Father, I know that your desire is all would come to a saving knowledge of your Son. Father, we're going to trust you with our family members, with our friends, with our co-workers. We trust you, Father, that you know what's best for them. I don't even know what's best for them, but I know that you do. And I know that I've been privileged to see how prayer can work in the lives of people. I've had the opportunity to pray for people, missionaries that I don't even know, and yet when I come to meet them face to face, I know them because I've had the privilege of praying for them. Lord, I pray that if there are people that believe in you and know you and belong to you, that they would never give up, that they would be faithful in their prayers, that they would be patient in affliction, that they wouldn't let the world distract them, that they wouldn't let the things that they see deter them, disappoint them, discourage them from praying. Lord, it's the most important thing that we, your children, can do. Having access to the Creator of the universe, the God of the heavens and earth, Lord God, I pray that they hold on to you, that they dig into your word, that they hold on to your promises that are true and faithful and trustworthy, that they know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and perfecter of our faith, Lord God, that they would continue to pray for those that do not yet know you, because one day they will. One day they will. But I pray that you would encourage those to keep on praying, praying the prayer of love, because we know, and I know, that people prayed for me.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Linda, go ahead, Danny.
1 John 5:14, we have God's assurance of answered prayer, that if we ask anything according to his will, this is a confidence that we have before him, the scripture mm-hmm. says. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have received a request for which we've asked of him. So let's hold on to that promise and hold on to that promise for your husband, for your wife, for your child, for your grandchild, for your grandparent, for your friend.
Danny, if yeah. I could also share, for people that are learning to pray or are hesitant to pray or just are troubled and perhaps even stopped in praying because they don't know how to pray, may I give this word of encouragement from the book of Romans, and it's Romans 26, that it's Romans 8:26, oh, yes. That says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And those scriptures lead us to the famous scripture of Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Thank God. Thank you for sharing that, the precious word of God, the power, the assurance, the affirmation in the word. Linda,
there's so many, from beginning to end, Genesis to Revelation, but God's promises that are true and faithful and undeniable. And I love in Psalm 25 that the Lord confides in those who fear him. And Psalm 20 verse 4, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. And you know, for those people, the listening audience, if you have a spouse, a wife or a husband that doesn't yet know the Lord, truly, he'll honor those prayers. He will honor your prayers. He will. And don't let the enemy come in and discourage you.
You know, when we come back, I'd like to, I know Suzanne is going to be asking you something about your career and your journey in your career. As we talk about God who hears and answers prayer, there is an intricate weaving together with our prayer lives and what we do in our life and how we interact with people throughout our days. What does God do in us translates to what God will do through us. And as he works through us, he puts us in positions. He gives us gifts. He gives us interests, talents, passions. He also equips us. Some have training in various ways, but they give us the tools to engage society, to engage the economy, to engage in family, to engage with friends. When we come back, what did God do in the life of Linda Fulton with her desires, her passions? How did God lead her to do the things that she did in her career? I think there are some lessons that we can learn from her, through her, from God. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you say, look, I heard the tail end of that last segment. I'm just tuning in right now to the program. You say, Danny, is there any way that I can listen to the program in its entirety? I want to hear the whole thing. Can I hear more of Linda Fulton? I want to hear her story. The answer, of course, is yes, you can. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program as a free podcast. That and other resources that we make available. We've got hundreds and hundreds of programs of many different topics. And guess, I suppose there are some others that you might know as well. But you can certainly get this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer and our featured guest today, Linda Fulton. Thanks so much for joining us. It's a blessing that you're with us today.
Linda, thank you for your prayer and for all you shared. I want to take you back and ask, how did your choice in majoring in journalism grow into a career in sales and marketing?
Well, I've never been much of a planner, in all honesty. In high school, I was on the high school newspaper and yearbook, and was not a very serious student, and quite frankly, I was fortunate to even get accepted into college. I ultimately did get a degree in journalism because I did have an affinity I enjoyed writing and reading, and I had a concentration in radio and television. I just had an interest in broadcast media. And my first exposure to radio was when I was a senior in college, and I had to intern at I had a choice, and I chose to intern in broadcast. So I worked for an NBC radio station in San Francisco. And then when I moved to Honolulu, I was not a believer at the time. I was married and subsequently divorced. My family was here. My parents retired here. And I thought, well, gee, I have some working knowledge of radio broadcasting. And through a friend of my parents, I had an opportunity to interview at a television station for a position that was available in sales and marketing. So I really, Suzanne, just kind of fell into it. But I was quite successful. I had a pretty strong work ethic. I'm not a quick learner, so I had to really work hard. But I was willing to put my nose to the grindstone, and I had a successful career in sales. And when I received the Lord, I was in secular television. Things just started to change for me. And I certainly could have stayed in that arena, but I chose not to. And I ultimately ended up segueing into Christian radio, which was such a strong foundation for me as a baby Christian. Every day, not only reading the Word of God, but just being immersed in Christian programming, strong biblical Bible teaching programs, praise and worship music that just was so edifying. It was more than my cup was overflowing. To say that is an understatement. And I started out as a volunteer. They couldn't get rid of me, thought, what am I going to do with this woman? I'm sure that's what the general manager was thinking at the time. But as things would have it, one of the staff members was leaving to go to Bible college. And so it's like, well, here I am, Lord. So a part-time position opened up, and I worked in the office, and then that turned into a full-time position. So I went back and forth from running the board, which was completely terrifying to me, because if a switch doesn't say on or off, I'm lost. But somehow, with the help of the Lord, I was able to run the board and get the programming out. And back then, there were reel-to-reel programs that were air-shipped over. And, of course, since then, everything is digitized, so many things have changed. But I was on staff for about 12 years and really cannot emphasize not only the importance of prayer, but the importance of not only reading God's word every day, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening. You know, we make time to do the things that we enjoy doing, whether it's exercising or whatever the case may be. It is incumbent upon us, and for me, to really read God's word. It's his love letter to me and to you, those that are listening. It's God's love letter expressly penned for you. And it never gets old. You can reread a passage of scripture one day and go back the next, and it's new and different because hopefully your heart is changing every day.
And oh, how he blesses
yes,
our
he
reading
does.
That love letter
yes,
every day.
Yes, he does. So taking the sales and marketing, I love people. I like to interact with people. Not all the time, but I think God's gifted me with that ability. And sales and marketing was profitable, but I ultimately left it. And yet here I am. It's very comfortable being in these studios. So I don't know if I answered it, but that's yes, Danny.
Well, I said you feel at home, don't
I
you?
I do. And when I received the Lord, I felt as though I had come home. I really felt I've come home. I'm safe. So, in fact, I was showing Suzanne while we were on break one of my favorite pictures. We don't have too many. Jim and I don't have too many pictures. We've been married for 26 years. God is the glue that has kept us together through thick and thin. I'm so grateful to him. But many years ago, when I was a baby Christian, I don't even know when this was taken, probably 1993, but I showed it to Suzanne. I grabbed it off of my dresser in our bedroom. And we were in Gearhart on the coast in Oregon.
Yes.
And we had just been on the beach at night. We built a bonfire and we were coming back. And someone in our family snapped a picture of us. And it was, unbeknownst to us, we were standing underneath a sign that says one way.
A road sign.
A road sign that says one way. And it so encapsulates the truth that there is only one way to God in heaven, and that's through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, his son who came to earth to be our propitiation for our sins. So I love this picture. At the time, we weren't aware of it, but I love it. And to know that, again, through prayer, my wonderful husband has come to know and trust in the Lord, and he too believes there's only one way to God. So it's great, truly.
Love the picture.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
When someone is hurting, we've got about 3 minutes left. Someone is really, you know, hitting the skids in life. What do you believe God would want you to say to them?
Oh, that in the midst of that, he loves them beyond comprehension. An image that comes to mind, Danny and Suzanne, is, you know, the eye of the storm, when pilots that do weather reports, they fly directly into the eye of the storm, and they say it is so still. So still. So for those that are hurting, God knows your hurts. He's aware of everything that is happening to you, and he wants you to reach out to him, hold on to him, cry out to him. He is your lifeline. He's there to save you. He's not aware of what you're going through. He loves you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. If you would call out to him, he will hear you. Jesus Christ is calling you. He is calling you. Please, please respond to his call.
And it's so interesting, Danny. Linda and I are in a Bible study together on Mondays, And the title of the book we're going through is If, and the If is crossed out, When Storms Come. Mm-hmm. And that entire Bible study is saying, run to the Father, mm-hmm. trust the Father, seek Him with your whole heart. And if you need to, pray and ask Him to help you. Mm-hmm. Seek Him with your whole heart. Mm-hmm. He will respond.
Mm-hmm. If you seek me, you shall find me.
Absolutely.
When you search for me mm-hmm. with all your heart. Mm-hmm. Linda, what a gracious woman you are, and what a blessed time this has been. We can feel your heart. We feel the love that you have for the Lord. We feel the love that you have for us and for our listeners. And that's why we're here. God has opened up a very unique window into the hearts of our dear listeners who God loves so much. And He sent you to declare it again and for each one to experience that.
Yes, and Danny, if I may dovetail on that, you know, God calls us to be in the world, not of it. And I want to encourage your listening audience to be in a golf tournament that's being hosted by your ministry. Jesus Christ is Calling You Ministries. It's the 19th annual mm-hmm. Call to Hope. I'm a golfer. As I said, it's hard to say no to Suzanne, who's a giver. So we're going to form a threesome. Uh-huh. We're going to have a team and have a wonderful mm-hmm. time with other believers, perhaps not all believers. It's a great opportunity to really show who you are on the golf course, because mm-hmm. playing golf is not also character revealing, it's character building. So for all of you who want to have a wonderful time for a very good cause, go to the website, put a team together, we'll raise some money for a great cause and have a great time too. So God bless you. Thank you so much, Danny.
That means a lot. Yeah. I so greatly appreciate that. Dear one, I hope that you've been moved today, even as I have, all the way to the very end, by the story of Linda Fulton. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video set up for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Corinthians 2:10, but it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Linda Fulton. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave.